please have a motion to reconvene into public session?
So moved.
Moved by Rose Kashir. Second by Susan Gooding. Now please have a vote.
Aye.
We will now have a redetermination of quorum. Charlena H. Crouch, president, present. Susan E. Gooding, vice president.
Susan?
Present, you don't hear me?
No, we didn't.
You didn't hear me? I said present.
Can you hear me?
Present, you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Rose Kashir?
Present.
Belinda Monroe?
Present.
Absent is Alfred T. Taylor. He did not join us. Pamela Pratt?
Present.
Ms. Eva Demian?
Present.
And also absent is Dr. Shirley Martin, Mr. Michael Goldberg, Michelle Van Eyken, as previously stated. Can we now all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. To those who will be listening to the recording, we want to thank you for continuing to stay connected with our school. Certainly, this is an unprecedented time for the world at large. And we are praying for one another and wishing everyone well and safety and good health. We thank you for, I want to say thank you to our superintendent and the staff of the Roosevelt Union Free School District, all of our principals, for the great work that you are doing in ensuring that our children's education did not stop. Because New York is right now on pause, everything did not pause. We're still moving forward and showing great strides in progress, and we're grateful. Hopefully and prayerfully, each of you have been following the notices on our website. If your children are receiving their work. If you don't have work or computers, you can call the district. And we're still making sure our superintendent is still working with our technology department to make sure that the children have computers and the teachers are making sure that they have work. And so there's always someone available by phone, although we are not physically in any of our buildings right now. Lunch is still available Monday through Friday. And so we hope that the children that need it are going to the schools. And I really want to commend all of the staff, everyone, the cleaning staff, everyone is doing such a wonderful job, because this is something that none of us expected to happen, and it's certainly not to this magnitude. We've seen viruses and things happen, and certainly we've all seen the coronavirus on our Lysol cans, but never in a million years did we expect it would be something that we couldn't control, or something that our scientists and all of the people and our government couldn't come together and find a quick solution to. And so I want to commend Roosevelt as well. We've done a great job. We stepped up to the plate and we're getting it done. So thank you, Ms. Demian, and to our staff. And at your leisure, I would say to the community, sending a note just to give your thanks and show your appreciation to our superintendent and the staff, the principal of your child's school, would be a wonderful thing to do, because they really are working hard every day. They're not just sitting home. They are working very hard every day, having meetings and everything to make sure that all of our children's needs are met. So with that said, I don't know if Ms. Demian, do you have anything before we vote?
Yes, I just wanted to, just make a quick statement and quickly review the dollar amounts of the budget from work session number three that we were covering tonight. Just quickly review those, and then we can vote, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You have the floor.
So I too wanted to just thank the community just for their tremendous, tremendous support, and our teachers and administrators and the students for the incredible work that they've been doing over the past weeks to make sure that we have continuity of instruction and that our kids are being fed and childcare is being provided. As our board president stated, please, please check our website for updated information. Assist your child in any way you can in making sure that they get on to the website to get the most up-to-date academic information. And if you're having any difficulty, there's a form on there to fill out, or you can email. All the email information is right on there also. And, you know, you could still call the district main number if you need further assistance. But please know that your safety and the safety of our children and staff and community members is our number one priority. And then our number two priority is that we try to educate your child as best as we can at this very, very difficult time. So I want to thank you again and thank this great Board of Education for all the support that they're giving each and every single person. Thank you. So I want to move into budget review workshop number three. Everyone is committed to success for every student in every classroom every day. Our first area that we are looking at tonight, buildings and grounds, where we have a director of facilities, clerk, custodial, 31 custodial, 4 at Centennial, 5 at UB, 6 at Washington Rose, 7 at the middle school, and 9 at the high school. The 1920 budgeted amount was $4,051,465. For the 2021 school year, it will be $4,130,549, which is only a 2% increase. For buildings maintenance, we have a maintenance supervisor, 2 maintainers, grounds supervisor, groundskeeper, and a laborer. The 1920 amount for that area was $990,358. For 2021, it's $997,489 for only a 1% increase. Security, we have 22 security guards, 2 at Centennial, 2 at UB, 2 Washington Rose, 5 at the middle school, and 11 at the high school. The 1920 budgeted amount was $1,074,541. For the 2021 school year, it's going to be $1,094,309, which is only a 2% increase. Transportation. We have a transportation clerk, and we outsource for transportation for many of our special needs children and for trips and educational activities. Last year's budget was $4,604,646. For the 2021 school year, it's $4,605,744, only a 0.02 increase. Athletics. We have a director of athletics, and we have many clubs and athletic teams in our district. For the 1920 school year, it was $744,231. And for the 2021 school year, it's $755,477, or a 2% increase. Technology. We have a technology coordinator with a help desk and clerk. many various instructional devices, including laptops, printers, and the sort. For the 1920 school year, the budgeted amount was $1,079,135. For the 2021 school year, it's $1,094,588 for a 1% increase. Those are the areas that we were covering tonight, and we're doing the right thing for children, and it's never a wrong thing to do what we do in this district, with always children at the foremost of everything that we do. So that's the budget work session number three. And that concludes the budget presentation.
Thank you, Ms. Demian.
You're welcome.
We did not mention earlier, so I will now. There is a link on the school website where you can send in any questions that you have. I believe the budget presentation will also be shared on the website as well.
Yes.
So any questions that you have about action items that we'll be voting on, the link was up, I believe, on Friday or Monday. It went up, yeah. And so perhaps maybe some of you wanted to wait until after the meeting before you ask your questions. We'll still be receiving and responding to your questions as they come in. There is a link, again, that will be on the main page, the home page, and you can ask any questions about the budget presentation or about the agenda items that we are voting on for the meeting tonight, or any concerns that you have that you would have brought to our attention at the meeting in person. All right, with that being said, we're going to move to our agenda now. There are no organizational items, and we have not received any comments or questions on action items to date. And so we will go to G1. May I please have a motion to block vote G1, 2, 3, and 4?
So move.
Second.
Moved by Susan Gooding, second by Rose Gashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. H, curriculum and instruction. There are no agenda items, action items there. So we will now move to I, human resources and professional development. I1, certified staff resolution. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Gashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Aye. Motion carried. One nay. Mm-hmm. Susan Gooding. I2. Schedule A, vacation payouts. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Susan Gooden, second by Rose Gashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. G3, certified staff appointment. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Susan Gooding, second by Rose Gashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. We would like to welcome our new Director of Guidance, Mrs. Natasha Boyce, to Roosevelt Union Free School District.
Welcome.
G4, certified staff appointment. May I please have a motion?
I4.
I4. May I please have
so
a motion?
So moved.
Second.
So moved.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Gashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Ms. Monroe, did you vote?
Yes, aye.
Aye, motion carry. Aye, five. Certified staff appointment. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Bashir. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Ms. Gooden, did you vote? I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
Aye.
Nay. Motion carry, one nay, Charlena Crouch. Aye, six. Salary increase, may I please have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Cashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carry. I seven. Certified staff salary increase, may I please have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Cashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Nay. Motion carry. One nay, Charlena Crouch. I8, certified staff leave replacement. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Cashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carry. I9, certified staff appointment. May I please have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Cashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Ms. Gooden, did you vote? I didn't hear you.
I said aye.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
It keeps fading now. Sorry.
What is this, Dan?
It's okay. Aye. Motion carry. I10, certified staff appointment. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Cashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Aye, motion carry. I11, certified staff appointment. May I please have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Cashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carry. I-12. Certified staff appointment. May I please have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Cashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carry. I-13. Schedule E, substitute teachers. May I please have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Rose Cashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carry. J, consent agenda. J4, may I please have a motion to approve consent items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Belinda Morrow, second by Rose Bashir. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carry, consent agenda is approved. We're now at K, public comments, and we have not received any questions. However, as I previously stated, twice already, please feel free to click the link on the school's website to submit any questions that you have about tonight's meeting, the agenda, what's going on in our district with regards to COVID-19 or the coronavirus. We will do our best to answer you. As of right now, we have no updated information with regards to a different date for the children to return. We will update you as we receive them from the State Education Department, and our superintendent will continue to post and send out notifications to you. At this time, may I please have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Belinda Monroe. I'll give that second to Susan Gooding. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. The time is 5:19 p.m. Have a good, safe, and blessed evening. Thank you.
You guys.